and welcome to Comic Book Rundown. At the end of the last issue, the Black Knight interfered with the battle, causing the Avengers to have to fight a whole nother round. Will they make it out of this alive? Let's find out.
So we get to the last issue, 71, rightly titled Endgame.
Yes.
Big spoilers for the Avengers Endgame movie.
Yeah.
I'm calling here first. This is a spoiler.
Yeah. Hey, as long as you get a magical cauldron that you put fire to and summons ancient ancestors, I'm all in for it. Let's do it. Let's do this thing.
I would like that. That'd be kind of badass.
Yeah, honestly. I think that's awesome. I love the weird and obscure. I'm all for it. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Call me Kevin Feige. Hey, what's his name? Kevin Feige. I'm like,
yeah,
I went for Paul Feig.
That's way off.
I don't know why. I was like, wait a sec. That's 100% wrong. Kevin Feige, give me a call. I know your
name. There you go. Uh-huh, sure. But yeah, so Black Knight is running down the stairs, and he sets fire to this cauldron, and he calls up his... I'm assuming this might be the first Black Knight
from Arthur times. Yeah, it seems that way.
And he's like, look, I have to... What can I do to help my friends? And this Black Knight tells, I guess, Dane Whitman, the current Black Knight, he tells him what's going on, that the Grandmaster has this game that he's playing, and the Avengers are caught in the middle of it, and you inadvertently interrupted it. So Dane says, you know, I need to get to the future and help them out as much as I can before it's too late.
Yeah.
And then he tells him to look into the flames. And I am assuming... Oh, yeah, sorry. So he tells him to look into the flames, and now he's seeing the future.
Yes.
Like, he's seeing what's going on. And we see Kang going to Ravonia, who's still in her case because it's where she... I was about to say it's where she belongs, but that's not true.
No, because she belongs in the kitchen.
Ooh.
Just kidding, female listeners. I'm a nice guy.
we here at Comic Book Rundown do not endorse what Wreck My Podcast says.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're good.
It was low-hanging fruit. I had to go for
it. Oh, no, it was. Yeah. You're right. I've definitely made those jokes as well. So he's blaming... he's mad because now he thinks the Grandmaster has cheated him. And now he thinks he shouldn't have accepted this challenge in the first place, but he's doing this for her.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, fine, screw it, whatever. I'll just go, you know, to the final phase of the game. And he goes back to his control room. And what we see is that the remaining Avengers, Vision, Black Panther, Yellow Jacket. And I didn't see Wasp there. That's interesting.
Yeah. Because maybe Wasp didn't go with him? No, she's... For some reason, she's in the end here, but she never gets involved in any of these battles.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they... I don't know.
They're trying to keep the fairer sex safe, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. Chivalry is not dead in the 41st century.
Yep. but they are sent back in time into the 40s, because we see a bunch of... I guess they're in Paris, Nazi-occupied Paris.
Yeah, 1941, it looks like.
Do they say it? Or?
I think so. I wrote 1941, so maybe I made that up, but...
I mean...
It's World War II Nazis, yeah.
Yeah, so. Yeah. So, you know, they're in Paris, Nazis are everywhere, so naturally, the Avengers are going to stop Nazis. Because it's always fun to hit Nazis.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, that's what they were created to do in the beginning, right? Just beat up Nazis.
Yeah. Well, they kind of were.
Yeah.
Captain America, especially.
Yeah.
So what ends up happening, though, is that there it is, 1941.
Yes.
You're right. These three Avengers end up meeting the first Human Torch, Captain America, and Namor.
Yes.
The Submariner. And this is 1941. I believe they were called the... Oh, crap. What were they called? They actually had, like, a group name, and I can't remember what they were. Off the top of my head.
The Revengers.
No, it was something like the Intruders or the...
Oh.
I can't remember what it was. I know that they just re-released, or not re-released, have a new volume of that thing coming out.
Yeah.
Of that title, but I can't remember what it's called.
I'm going to call them the Terrific Three.
We'll go with that
Terrific Three. There we go.
Okay. I had forgotten that there was a Human Torch before Johnny Storm.
Yeah, and wasn't he like a robot or something, or an android?
Yeah, he was an android.
Yeah.
Which, ironically, I believe we see him in Captain America. When Cap, in the first Avenger, when Cap, before he got, well, Steve Rogers, before he got his powers,
yeah,
he's walking through the World's Fair, and I believe is an android in the case.
You are right. I totally forgot about that little Easter egg. Oh, that's so cool. I haven't seen that one in so long. I need to go back and watch that one.
I'm telling you. Actually, to be fair, I love the Captain America movies. I think they're the best of all of the MCU.
Yeah.
That's me, personally.
Well, but. Hey, Civil War and Winter Soldier are like two of my favorite ones.
Winter Soldier is so amazing.
Yeah, so I need to go back and watch the first Avenger, because that one kind of like fell off my radar for a while, because all the new ones really, have been so crazy.
Well, yeah, like the phase one, they were good, but nothing compared to what we have now.
No, now it's just like insane how intricate these stories have gotten.
Yeah. So what we have is these three... Torch, Namor, and Cap facing off against Panther, Yellowjacket, and Vision.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that the Avengers are Nazis, these newer Nazis. And the Avengers are like, well, we know that's Captain America. We know that's Namor.
Yeah.
We know that's Human Torch. Shit.
Yeah. Well, they also like, I at first I was like, why don't they just... tell them what's going on, and then you realize later that would break the game then, so they're like not allowed to, you know.
The other thing I don't understand is, if they're facing off against Cap in 1941, wouldn't Cap remember them? Like, wouldn't he have some sort of a memory, even hazy at best, of coming across these guys at some point in time?
Well, had they interacted with him before 1941?
Well, no.
Yeah, so like, because that memory hasn't formed yet in this version of Captain America. It's like it's the weird like wonky timeline thing where it's like, okay, in reality, would the timeline actually work this way? But for simplicity's sake, we're just gonna say it does work this way, you know? So
yeah. Time travel is a fickle thing.
Yeah, it really is.
I love it, but it's a fickle thing.
Oh yeah.
So they're getting ready to battle. We go back to the Black Knight. And the ancestor is telling him that him and his blade, the Ebony Blade, are connected.
Yes.
In the last issue, when he stepped in, when he interfered with the battle with Goliath and the Wizard, Goliath had just grabbed the blade and like smacked him upside the head with it.
Mm-hmm.
But when Goliath and Wizard disappeared, he was still holding on to his blade.
Yeah.
So, for whatever reason... Dane Whitman, the Black Knight, can transport to his blade.
Yeah, which it's cool and also unrealistic all at the same time. Because I thought that it's an awesome thing where it's like you're connected to this object so much that you can actually travel not just through space but through time to get to it. But shouldn't the blade be coming to you rather than you going to the blade? So
like, I figured that'd be happen more.
Yeah, so I thought it was cool, but I also thought they got it backwards.
Yeah. But again, it does what it needs to do. He ends up being transported to the 41st century.
Yeah.
And he is in a room with the Avengers that are like in a stasis.
Mm-hmm.
And so he grabs his blade, and just as soon as he does, Kang's guards come attacking him, and you know, he just handily defeats them.
Yeah, he lightsabers them, bounces the blast back at him.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah.
Janet, well, he hears something in the other room, and so he, instead of going all escape room on the room and trying to find the right way out, he just bursts through the wall.
Yeah, he Kool-Aids it. Oh, yeah!
Yeah. And then he finds Janet Pym just standing there, and she explains that we need to help free the Avengers so that then we can go help out the other three. We go back to them, back in 1941,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, it's Panther and Cap fighting. You got Yellowjacket and Submariner fighting. I like how Yellowjacket, you know, shrinks down at one point and calls all the bees to attack.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah. And then we have, you know, the two androids fighting each other.
Yes.
Eventually, they all, you know, get back to... being around each other, like, so the three, the terrific three.
The terrific three.
There you go. They're getting ready to pounce on Panther and Yellowjacket, and then Vision just goes through all three of them.
Yeah. Dude, and that was insane, though. It was like one bullet kills all three of them kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it was funny, too, that like he does it, and he goes, hey, I did it. I kind of phased without killing them. And they were like, well, that was dangerous.
maybe don't do that if you think he might die.
A little risky.
Yeah. So I guess Kang won.
Yeah.
Which means that the Grandmaster has to pay up. However.
That sneaky Grandmaster.
Yeah, well, because Kang didn't win the first battle, the original battle that they had set in motion.
Yeah.
But he did win this one. The Grandmaster says, I know you wish for power of life and death, but because our first battle was a stalemate, which it really wasn't, Kang was kicking his ass.
Yeah.
You can have only one. You can either have the short-lived power to either give life or take it away.
Yeah.
And Kang's like, well, I need to save my princess, but I want to destroy the Avengers. Of course, he's saying this as he brings the three back.
Yeah, the Avengers back. Which is funny to me because his rationale behind this is he goes, she's in stasis, which means I have time to figure out a medical way to bring her back. So, but I'm like,
what's he been doing the last year?
Exactly. I'm like, you've had time, bro. You've had time. Yeah. You haven't been able to do it. This is your shot.
So he decides that he is going to have the power to kill the Avengers.
Yep.
And that's what he wishes for. And so Grandmaster's like, okay, here's the short-lived power to kill the Avengers. And so Kang's like, all right, well, let's go get him. And the Avengers attack and don't do anything. Like, you know, Cap and Panther, like, bounce off him when they go to hit him. Thor's hammer phases right through him. And then Kang just, like, shocks all the Avengers with whatever electrical power he has. Doesn't kill him, but, you know.
Again, classic villain mistake.
Yep.
He wants them to be on the edge of death and be in agony for a while when he could have just killed them and been done with it.
Let's see, what does it say? You shall not escape so easily into oblivion. Lie there on the very edge of death until I let you perish.
Yeah.
I mean, you literally just... You're digging your own grave, dude.
Oh,
just,
seriously. And not only he knows it's a short-lived power, like, you might want to speed things up a bit.
Right? So, but what happens is that the Black Knight pops in, and he hits him one time and knocks his ass out.
Yeah, well, they say it's because he isn't an Avenger.
Exactly. So that's the loophole that the Grandmaster put in place.
Exactly. So it's like getting picked last for the baseball team actually worked in his favor this time, you know?
Yep. Yep. So Grandmaster takes the power away. Kang is literally just left on the floor, like, in a huddled mass.
Yeah.
And then the Avengers all come around Black Knight, and it's like, well, you did good, sir. Would you like to be an Avenger?
Yeah. Now that you've saved us, you can be an Avenger.
Which I find it funny, because the last member excluding Yellowjacket and Goliath, because they were both Goliath and Hawkeye prior.
Yeah.
The last new member they offered was Vision.
Okay.
And before they could even consider having him part of the team, they had to have a whole issue, like, talking to him and debating whether or not he's a good fit.
Yeah.
Even though he had just saved them from Ultron.
Yeah.
This is like, oh, you saved us from Kang. Hey, you're an Avenger now.
Yeah. I think it's just subliminal xenophobia.
I think it's just they all know how to they trust people way too much.
Yeah, that too.
And just like,
and see what it got them last time. They let Vision in, and Vision screwed him over with Ultron. So
yeah,
I mean,
I don't think Black Knight will screw him over, but I mean, if they're just gonna let anybody walking by the mansion become an Avenger, I'm just gonna circle that thing, you know?
Yeah, just keep
maybe I'll get
and wait
benefit.
Till you get lucky. Yeah.
But yeah, so we end the issue. With a splash page of all the Avengers with this happy look, and everybody's raising all their shields and swords and fists. It's like, Avengers assemble, and it's whatever.
Yeah, I like how they have to, you know, Captain America tells him to, let's hear it one more time.
Yeah.
Avengers Assemble.
I mean, it's their calling card. That's what they say.
That's what they do. That's great. I also thought in the second to last page here where they're initiating Black Knight into being an Avenger, his eyes are super, do you notice his eyes are like way,
bulgy?
Yeah, they're like way out of whack. And he looks like, he looks like he's not doing too hot right now. It's so funny.
Well, I mean, it's, he did just battle a 41st century
villain.
That's
true.
So.
That's true. He's feeling a little tired after that.
A little exhausted. But yeah, that's the end of the arc. Like I said at the beginning, I'm loving these Avengers books. Mm-hmm. I'm actually having a lot more fun with the 60s Avengers or 60s Marvel titles than I am with some of the like the Flash issues that will be released here soon. And I'm a DC guy.
Yeah.
So I love what I'm getting. I love seeing the beginnings of a lot of these characters.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about you? What did you think of this?
I thought it was fun. I thought, not to sound like in a condescending way, but it was quaint. It was like we have this idea of what these characters are in our time frame of today because we've been inundated with TV and movies and this idea of people talking about these characters. And to go back and see in 69 where they were and kind of the differences between them and the similarities, it was really fun to see that and just be like, wow. Like, these characters had an origin outside of what I thought their origin was, and that's kind of a cool, like, little walk down memory lane. So,
yeah.
I enjoyed it. Comics to me are hard to super get into only because of all the exposition and all the like, kind of ridiculousness that goes with it. But doing a story arc like this is always a lot of fun because it's not taking that much time out of your life to do it. You know, you can sit down for like 2 hours and go through this and really kind of engulf yourself in it. And that's a lot of fun. Yeah. So I think a name like Avengers, you know, anyone's going to want to go and check that out. It's when you get more into like the weird stuff that isn't as mainstream that may be more hit or miss where it's like, well, either you like this character or you don't kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, like I know when we got into the Daredevil issues, that's one title, one character. It wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
But I had a hard time getting into it.
Yeah.
Not even understanding it, really more of understanding what was happening.
Yeah.
Because the dialogue and the exposition is there, it's explaining everything to me, but the art and the picture, the panel you're reading, sometimes didn't match up with what was being said.
Yeah.
Like,
and sometimes you get in this groove, too, where you don't even pay attention to the art, in a sense, because you're just reading it almost like a story, because they're giving you so much exposition.
Yes, which is nice.
Yeah, it's nice, but it's also you kind of then lose a little bit of what makes a comic book a comic book. Like, you're getting the menu with the picture on it, which is kind of like a cool concept to a book, you know? So I like it in that sense, but I also, the 60s is a little bit harder time to get into just because the dialogue's a lot different than what we're used to now. There's a lot of slang that's going on that's like kind of weird that kind of takes you out of it too. So yeah, there's those positives and there's cons too, but it's definitely an enjoyable experience for sure.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Like I said, I've loved it. I'll keep reading. I think I got another arc in this volume that I have that I'll get to at another time.
Yeah.
But Jordan, where can everybody find you?
So everyone can find me for my podcast, Wreck My Podcast. We have an Instagram and Twitter. Both handles are just at Wreck My Podcast. We have a website if you want to go check that out. It has like we do YouTube videos and audio versions. So if you would rather watch our faces because, you know, we have faces. You can do that. Otherwise,
wait, really?
Really. I have a face. Otherwise, if you just, you know, most people listen in the gym or on their commute and stuff. So audio, you know, we're on all the podcasting apps out there. But yeah, we have all that stuff going on. But apart from that, you know, we essentially, our show is on Wednesdays. We have an episode where we focus on a main topic. This is usually nostalgia, like 90s nostalgia. And then on Mondays now, we have a new show where it's just us, my group of guys bantering. And so that's a lot more approachable. So if you're not super, I mean, if you're listening to this, you're probably really into the pop culture stuff. So you'll enjoy our show on the Wednesdays. But even if you're listening to this just because you only like comics and you don't care about the 90s, we have a show for those people as well, which is kind of fun. So
yeah,
that's where you can find us. Just Wreck My Podcast on everything.
Yeah. I'm loving that. I love, I told you this a few days ago, but I'm loving you're around the round table.
Yeah.
Just the talks you guys have, it's it definitely makes me laugh.
It's the greatest new addition to the podcast. Like, it's so much fun. It takes minimal amount of effort to plan for because I don't have to do a bunch of research or anything.
Yeah.
We sit down and we get to talk and hang out. And like, the guys I have on are friends that I've had, two of them I've had since like high school. I've been friends with now, so like a decade. And then my other friend I met through starting the podcast, but me and him just clicked. Like, you know when you meet someone and you just have the same exact interest and stuff like that, and it just clicks really easily. So this has like been the most fun thing I've ever done, like venture wise, because you know, I'm not a huge public speaker. I don't enjoy doing that, but this, you get behind a microphone and you get to meet a bunch of cool people. You get to have people on the podcast and go on other people's podcasts and do these things. And it's just like a fun thing. And to have other people actually interested going along that journey with you is like the most validating thing I've ever done. So
it is.
To get on too much of a rant here on that, but
no, you're good.
Podcasting is awesome.
I believe this episode here will be just shy of my year of being a podcast.
Nice.
And yeah, like it's, I mean, the way I do it, I record, I've said this in the past, record everything in one go and then I cut it up and release it either 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah.
And it just, I know the year is a big thing. I know we just passed episode 100 not too long ago, but that should be a big thing, but I'm really focusing on like storylines. Like this is our 21st or 22nd story that we've read and gone over.
Yeah.
So like when we hit 25, I might make a big deal. When I hit 50, when I hit 100, those down the line. But yeah, like podcasting for me has been wonderful. Like I've met a few some other great podcasters like you and Chris from Fortress of Comic News and a couple other ones that I'm gonna be having on here in the future.
Yeah.
So like I want to do that more. I like having other people on.
Yeah.
And it's great.
It's fun. It shakes it up and it's a lot of fun. You know. So
I just love talking comics. Like I like hearing other people's opinions and views on everything.
Exactly. So. And that's what's cool is with the technology we have with podcasting now, you get people's views that live across the country like we do that you would have never gotten before. You know, like you were limited to who's in your vicinity or who do you know. You know, this is like almost like social media in a way more niche way, which is super cool. And I love it. I love the whole community. I love how podcasters help supporting each other. Like, It's the best thing. I always wanted to do it. I never did it because I thought I wouldn't be good at it. And to my surprise, to my surprise, I had more than just my parents and my wife listening to it. So you really can shock yourself sometimes what you can do when you put yourself outside of that little box that you put yourself in, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you just find something you like and just talk about
and
it. And people will listen.
Yeah, 100%. So. Awesome. Well, I had a blast doing this. Thank you for having me
on. Jordan. Yes, thanks for coming. Definitely, I'll have to get you on here again sometime in the future.
Yeah, for sure.
And to all the listeners, talk to you next time.
All right, bye.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you enjoyed listening to Jordan, please check out Wreck My Podcast on all the podcasting apps and on YouTube. You can also find them on Twitter and Instagram at Wreck My Podcast. And as always, you can find us on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with a brand new story arc.